Good afternoon, I'm Rusty Melberg. News time, 12 noon, 54 degrees outside, expecting mostly cloudy skies, breezy, still a few showers as well, and a high in the low 50s. About 80 Wisconsin National Guard troops based in Plymouth will be welcomed home this afternoon after they spent 10 months in Afghanistan. Mike Kinzel has more.
Governor Scott Walker will be among the dignitaries on hand for the ceremony on the EAA grounds in Oshkosh at 1:45 this afternoon. The troops are members of the Guard's 121st Field Artillery Unit based in Plymouth. They conducted support missions in which they fired rockets from specialized truck mounts. The unit returned to American soil last week. They were debriefed at Fort Bliss in Texas, and they returned to Wisconsin soil today. Mike Kinzel, 1330 WHBL News.
As expected, the State Assembly yesterday approved the property tax relief bill. During debate, Democrats like Chris Dano said it amounts to about a quarter a week.
What does a quarter buy these days? I don't even know my kids can buy a gumball with it from a gumball machine. Maybe that's what you ought to call this, the gumball tax break. Go buy yourself some gumballs, stimulate the economy.
Republicans like Dean Knutson said it meets their pledge to give money back to the taxpayers.
The families and the hardworking citizens of Wisconsin don't want us to increase spending. They don't consider that the responsible thing. They want to see us control taxes, every kind of tax there is.
Governor Scott Walker says he'll sign it on Sunday. The money will be funneled through school aid formulas, lowering their tax levies. The leader of a drug ring that used McDonald's stores as a front to launder drug money may get out of jail today. Eric Grillert has more.
Ed Patterson and five other suspects will go in front of a federal judge today who will decide if they should be released from jail. A former employee at one of Patterson's McDonald's says she wasn't surprised when she learned about Patterson's arrest.
I knew eventually they would get caught. It was just a matter of time.
Ashley Santoro worked at the Mequon McDonald's for 2 years and claims it was clear what was going on.
There's been times where I walked in the office and there were stacks of money.
The DEA estimates the street value of the drugs that moved through those McDonald's restaurants is around $880,000.
For WHBL News, I'm Eric Grillert.
Milwaukee-based Garden Fresh Foods is expanding last month's recall on chicken and ham products. According to the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Food Safety and Inspection Service, the company is adding nearly 6,700 pounds of products to the list. The food was distributed across the country and could be contaminated with listeria. President Obama turns to a longtime supporter to take over as Secretary of Homeland Security. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz reports.
His name is Jay Johnson. That's spelled J-E-H. In picking Johnson, the president gets a trusted supporter who served as chief counsel of the Defense Department for several years, helping to shape many of the president's national security policies, including drone strikes. He was also instrumental in implementing repeal of the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy. Beyond that, he was a major fundraiser for the president, and that's raised the ire of some Republicans who say the president shouldn't be putting a fundraiser in such a key post at the White House. Mike Makowicz, Fox News Radio.
Governor Scott Walker's new book is due out on November 19th. The Associated Press put out a story about the book today after it obtained an advance copy of Unintimidated, A Governor's Story and a Nation's Challenge. The 278-page book goes into detail about his 2011 battle with public employee unions over the new law which took away virtually all of their collective bargaining privileges. Walker also mentioned death threats to his family, and he justified what he did. It also provides a glimpse at what a Walker presidential candidacy might look like for 2016 if he goes ahead with it. The book criticizes Mitt Romney for the way he ran his GOP presidential campaign last year. Walker and other GOP governors said Romney failed to adequately spell out his vision for the country, and he was too slow to respond to the barrage of criticism from President Obama and other Democrats. The first of 35 public hearings will be held next week on a wide-ranging plan to improve Wisconsin's deer hunting. DNR study teams made recommendations based on 62 ideas from Texas researcher James Kroll. They include longer deer seasons, the formation of county deer management committees, reducing the numbers of management zones, and letting landowners shoot more antlerless deer as long as they provide tissue samples for the DNR to study. The complete list of proposals is on the DNR's website, along with the entire list of public hearings. One is scheduled in Sheboygan County. That will be at the Plymouth High School on Wednesday, starting at 7 p.m. Sheboygan's Director of Planning and Development is hoping that a bill to double the tax credit from 10 to 20% for rehabbing older buildings will get final approval in the state legislature.
We have a lot of buildings that have been built in the 1900s and prior, even the 1890s. So there's definitely a number of buildings that could either be renovated for retail if that's their current use, but there's also some buildings in the area that could be renovated into a different use, such as apartments and stuff.
Chad Pelichek says it's a good idea and will help cities like Sheboygan.
City of Sheboygan has had developers in the past that have taken advantage of that, and this is only another tool to continue forward and try to preserve especially buildings in our downtown area.
Pelichek said the consultant who recently put together a redevelopment plan for the downtown predicted that because of high building costs, many developers are looking to renovate older existing buildings. The bill still has to pass the Senate. Finally, as a programming reminder, this evening's high school football game on 1330 WHBL will be Cedar Grove, Belgium, hosting Utsberg. The winner of the game will win the Central Lakeshore Conference title. John Hensler will have the play-by-play with kickoff at 7 p.m. It will be hopefully dry for your football this evening. Mostly cloudy the rest of your Friday. Breezy conditions, high near 52. Could be a wet Saturday as well. I'm Rusty Melberg for 1330 WHBL. WHBL News Time is 12:06.